Shotgun. Marino throws deep downfield. It is caught by Fryer. Touchdown! Yes! Touchdown, Dolphins!
With in-depth analysis on the Miami Dolphins.
The Rangers call! That's on 4th and 5!
Live from the DolphinsTalk.com studios.
In my opinion, the greatest fans in the NFL, Miami Dolphin fans.
DolphinsTalk.com daily.
All right, Miami!
Dolphin fans, and thank you for listening to DolphinsTalk.com daily, the most listened to daily Miami Dolphins podcast on the internet. I am your host, Stephen Masso, on this Thursday, February 14th. In this episode, we're going to be discussing a little bit about Antonio Brown. There's some rumors he could end up in Miami. There's also rumors that Case Keenum could end up in Miami, so I want to discuss that a little bit. There's always the possibility of trades in the draft, so I do want to discuss the possibility of a Josh Rosen trade. The Cardinals said it wouldn't happen, but we have to discuss just in case it does. And I also want to discuss the importance of the defensive back position and just how much value does Xavien Howard have to this Miami Dolphins team right now. Now, to start it off, Antonio Brown came out with this video yesterday declaring that he wants to be traded. Now, of course, this is just his declaration. The team doesn't necessarily have to listen to him, but all signs are pointing to him being moved to a different team. So odds makers already came out with the odds. Bet Online has the Dolphins among some of the favorites to land Antonio Brown. According to them, the Arizona Cardinals are the favorite to have Antonio Brown in week one. Green Bay Packers are second, and the Miami Dolphins are tied for third with the Oakland Raiders and with the San Francisco 49ers. They have the Dolphins at a 5-1 odds to get Antonio Brown. So those are pretty significant odds. It kind of goes against the idea of a rebuild, but I guess Miami's past when it comes to big free agents. Of course, we signed Ndamukong Suh. Also, the Mike Wallace deal, another Steelers receiver. That could all play a part in this narrative that Miami likes to go out and make a huge splash when it comes to getting free agents or whether it's trades. Now, Antonio Brown also wants to play for the Dolphins. At least if you dig into his Twitter, that is what he is making it seem. Rapper Trick Daddy tweeted to him, and I quote, AB, come on home to the crib and bring Le'Veon Bell, which it's time for the Dolphins to make that transition to the real. Antonio Brown retweeted that. Now, of course, Antonio Brown is from Miami, so that also could potentially play a role in him coming to Miami. It's kind of a hometown thing. Every season in the offseason, he is practicing in Miami with Chad Ochocinco, and he used to be with Jarvis Landry, so that could also play a role. Now, does this make sense for the Dolphins? Of course, Antonio Brown is a huge asset. He is way more consistent than Mike Wallace was at that time. He has more of a history. He has more of a legacy. It seems like every season you can count on him being at least in the top three of receivers. This past season, he was double covered a lot and still managed to put up great stats, 1,297 yards receiving and 15 touchdowns, which was first in the NFL. So Antonio Brown is still playing at a very much elite level despite his age, which is 30. Now, would this make sense for Miami? Of course, they're getting a huge asset. He is great. He is tremendous. But all the talks are that the Dolphins are rebuilding. So if the Dolphins are in fact going to tank in 2019, then it wouldn't really make sense to me to go out and get Antonio Brown, because you would basically be wasting a year of having an elite receiver that you will be paying a lot just on a losing season. And also, not only that, you will likely have to give up a draft pick in order to acquire Antonio Brown, which brings me to my next point. If Miami is in a state of rebuilding, every draft pick has a tremendous amount of value. There are plenty of holes on the roster, and it doesn't really make sense to be giving up draft picks in order to get someone if they're not going to be helping in the future, which could be the case with Antonio Brown. One way that I see this making some sense is if the Dolphins are electing to get a quarterback in this draft. If they get their guy in this draft, that being either a guy like Kyler Murray, a guy like Drew Locke, then it would be a a great, tremendous asset for them. It would greatly help them transition to get a receiver like this. A true number one receiver would help them tremendously adjust to this NFL level of play. Because I look around this Dolphins roster right now, Albert Wilson, I think, is the best receiver on this team. I love him. Jakeem Grant is also vastly underrated. Kenny Stills has his moments, I think, but there is no true guy right now that I could say is playing at an elite level. If I had to bet on anyone doing it again, it would be Albert Wilson. But Antonio Brown is truly in a category of his own. I don't think you can really compare him to anybody that Miami has had in recent history. That's how good Antonio Brown is. Now, is he a headache? Possibly for coaches. I've heard not so much for other players, though. Is he self-centered? Potentially, but could that work in his benefit? Yes, he is never going to let his legacy slip. He is going to play his heart out and play well because he wants to make sure he stays the guy. He wants to be the man. So in that perspective, I think that is a positive for him. He is not going to let his performance slip because he cares about being the greatest on the field. Now, there is another guy who Miami could potentially end up getting and having on this roster for the 2019 season. It is not a receiver, but it's actually a quarterback, and it's Case Keenum. Joe Flacco is already a kind of traded. It's not official yet until the new season starts, but it's basically confirmed that he will be getting traded to the Denver Broncos, Joe Flacco. So that means Case Keenum is basically gone. The Broncos could either elect to cut him and just gobble up some of the money, or they could try to move him and trade him. Now, NFL Network is already discussing that Miami could be a potential landing spot for Case Keenum. And this one is kind of back and forth. I know nobody will like the idea of getting Case Keenum. He is a guy who has bounced around from team to team. His biggest positive came in the 2017 season. He led the Vikings to the NFC Championship game. And he did have a really good season that year. It was very shocking to a lot of people. He finished the year with 22 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, and he was throwing for 236 yards a game. It must also be said that the Vikings had either the number one or number two rushing attack in the league that season. I can't remember which. It might be the first one. They were doing good at running the ball, and that was helping him tremendously. And then, of course, he had Adam Thielen, he had Stephon Diggs, and he had Kyle Rudolph to throw the ball to. So he had a variety of weapons he was working with. Now, we know what happens. The Vikings elected to go with Kirk Cousins instead. Case Keenum ends up in Denver. He has kind of a lackluster season, 18 touchdowns, 15 interceptions. The 15 interceptions was tied for second highest in the NFL. So I think that is truly more of a testament to what you're getting with Case Keenum more than the 2017 season with the Vikings. I think the last season shows more what he is than the 2017 season. So does it make sense for the Dolphins to get him? Of course, if it involves giving up a draft pick, then I would say no. If the Dolphins are planning on tanking, then it really doesn't make sense to me. Go tank with someone else who doesn't cost much to get. I think it's about as lateral move as you can get from a performance standpoint, going from Tannehill to Case Keenum. It's very equal. If you can get him for cheap, if they elect to cut him, then okay, maybe consider it. But I don't think he is impressive as a quarterback. He could be a good, a decent stopping point if you're trying to build the roster. If the team is truly electing to aim for 2020 in the draft, then sure, might as well go get Case Keenum. It wouldn't really matter to me at that point. If that's truly the goal, to aim for 2020, aim for Tua, or maybe even aim for Trevor Lawrence even farther down the line, then might as well go for Case Keenum. It doesn't really matter too much if you could get him for cheap at that point. So that is basically how I'm looking at this situation. It's not a move to be hyped about, but I think it will be very telling about which direction the Dolphins are planning on going and how long they are planning this rebuild. Now, another quarterback who is being thrown around in these draft trade conversations is Josh Rosen, so much so that coach Cliff Kingsbury had to come out and say that Josh Rosen is their guy and they're going to elect to stay with him. Do I believe that? Not necessarily. I think anything could happen, and I wouldn't live on those words that he said. I really think that it could, that the team could elect to go Kyler Murray at number one and end up trading Josh Rosen. I wouldn't rule it out despite what he said. Now, that has a lot of people bringing up the question, if it came down to it And the Cardinals were shopping around Josh Rosen, and they're in a position right now where if you're shopping your quarterback after his first season, that is very telling of him. That is also putting their team in a position where they don't have the upper hand anymore. It's clear they're trying to get rid of him. So if the Dolphins were able to buy Josh Rosen for cheap, should they do it? And frankly, I'm on board for that because you're getting a young quarterback. You're getting a guy who already has some NFL experience, and he was a guy that a lot of people wanted last season in the draft. I wouldn't use that rookie season against him too much. It wasn't a great rookie season by any means, but we knew the Cardinals were going to be bad. We knew he wasn't going to save that team in his rookie year. Jared Goff also had a very similar season in his rookie year, and I don't think that could be used against him too much. There are a lot of passes Josh Rosen throws. He gets great zip on the ball. He fits it in very tight windows, and I think his accuracy is tremendous. I think his decision-making is still lacking, but that is something that could come with time. So if there is the opportunity to buy low and take a chance on this guy while still keeping your first-round pick this season, I say I'm all for it. I say go for it, full send, and if it doesn't work out, go for a quarterback again in 2020. That's just where I'm at right now. So the last topic for the day is how much value the Dolphins should put in their defensive back, Xavien Howard. And this comes due to a poll that was posted by Travis Wingfield. You can follow him at Wingfield NFL. He posed the question, should the Dolphins be looking to trade Xavien Howard? Or would you be okay with the Dolphins trading Xavien Howard if it meant they could move up? If a guy like Tua was in the draft, or if a guy like Trevor Lawrence was in the draft, would you be okay if the Dolphins traded him away so that they could move up and get one of those guys if they were hypothetically in this draft? The majority of people said yes, they were on board for it, but 25% of people said no. Now, a lot of people were making the argument, and I understand it. I don't think it's a bad argument at all. It's just I don't necessarily agree with it. A lot of people are saying that you know what you have in Xavien Howard. You don't know what you're going to get in a guy like Tua or a guy like Trevor Lawrence or even a guy like Kyler Murray. You don't know what you're going to get. There's a lot of unknown about a rookie, but you know what you have in Xavien Howard. Now, I see that, but at the same time, I think the potential for having a generational quarterback highly surpasses having a very good cornerback. I think having a quarterback is so vital to a team's success. Do the Seahawks, with the Legion of Boom, do the Seahawks make that Super Bowl without Russell Wilson? They had all the defensive tools in place. I'm not sure they do. Does a team like the Carolina Panthers make the Super Bowl without Cam Newton? They had Josh Norman. They had Luke Kuechly. Do they make it without Cam Newton putting up an MVP season? Again, I don't think so. The defense was important, but you also need that generational quarterback. You look at the Jacksonville Jaguars. They had Jalen Ramsey, who was playing at an all-pro level. He was incredible in 2017, the year they made the AFC Championship game. In fact, so was the other cornerback who was alongside him, AJ Bouye. He was incredible. He was playing at an elite level. You know who else was Aaron Colvin. They were all playing at an elite level, and that is just the tip of the iceberg. That defense was stacked, but you know what? They didn't have a quarterback. They couldn't get over that hump. So that brings up 2 points for me. One, that brings up how important it is to have that quarterback on your team. Having an elite cornerback, an elite defensive back is great, but if you don't have at least an above average quarterback, then there are changes that need to be made on that team. My second point is that the cornerback position is one that is greatly assisted by other members on that defense. Xavien Howard this season was playing at an elite level, but you look at what happened on this defense and they were still ranked very, very low. If you want to have that elite level defense, you need to look around. The Legion of Boom, it wasn't just Richard Sherman. It was also the fact they had Byron Maxwell. They had Earl Thomas. They had Cam Chancellor. They had Bobby Wagner. They had so many guys on that defense. You look at the Jaguars, like I said, AJ Bouye, Aaron Colvin, Jalen Ramsey, Tashawn Gibson was playing great that season, Telvin Smith, a stacked defensive line, Malik Jackson, that team, Calais Campbell, wow, that team was stacked. So you can't just throw Xavien Howard out there by himself or with just Minka Fitzpatrick and Rashad Jones. I think he needs more help than that. So you can keep Xavien Howard. I think if you keep him, it's not an irrational move. You can very well keep him, extend him, and it be great. But that means you have to make a commitment to make this a defensive team. You have to go out there and get him some help. Because if you're just going to extend him and not give him some elite talent to work with defensively, then it's all going to be for naught. Like I said with Josh Norman, he was playing at an elite level, but he also had Kurt Coleman, who was playing great that year at safety. He had Luke Kuechly, who was playing great. They had Kawan Short as a defensive tackle. So they had pieces in place there when they had their elite cornerback. If the Dolphins don't have some other elite talent in other places, I don't see how having just one elite cornerback and one very good safety in Minka Fitzpatrick is going to turn anything around. They need to start spreading the wealth and having some other key parts at other positions if they want it to be a defensive team. And that's just my thoughts on it. Again, if you feel free to disagree, I'm always up for discussion. I'm not going to bash you. You can disagree as long as it's not personal. It's cool with me. I have no problems with it. Differing opinions. And that's how I'm going to wrap it up, guys. As always, I would love to hear you guys' thoughts. You can follow me on Twitter. That is at Shady Steven. I have a podcast of my own. If you would like to hear more from me, that is at Via the Source. Please follow that. That would be of great assistance to me. And then, of course, remember to follow Dolphins Talk on Twitter. That is at Dolphins Talk. And go to dolphinstalk.com for all your news to stay updated on the Miami Dolphins. And that's how I'm going to wrap it up, guys. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Until next time, I'm Steven Masso, and this was your dolphinstalk.com daily podcast.
Thank you for listening to the dolphinstalk.com podcast. Be sure to visit dolphinstalk.com every day for all of your latest Miami Dolphins news.